wonderful is that? The miracle of Christmas, then. Just to wind up for everybody, and we've looked at three things already. The miracle of the moment, just at the right time, God sent Jesus into the world, Hebrews chapter 1, just at the right time, it all happened. The miracle of the moment, the miracle of the message, we looked at the message of Christmas, particularly the message of glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. The method, the way God does things, which is surprising and not the way that we would do things. We've looked at that too. And today, the miracle of the manger. The miracle of the manger itself. The basic plot of the movie that we've been using, you've seen already. A man who believes that he is the real Father Christmas. And the question, is he or is he not the real Father Christmas? What do you think? Right near the beginning of the film, you get this. Our first little clip, very short clip. Right at the very beginning of the film to set the scene.
He's gone. Grandpa, ask him.
Ryan, that's enough.
I'm sorry. He thinks you're Santa Claus. I am. Merry Christmas.
So, I mean, it's a kind of wish come true, isn't it? I don't know how many. Anyone go to see Father Christmas? Anywhere over Christmas period? Oh, yeah, we did. We've got one at the back there. James has been. And perhaps other Christmases. Sophia's been. Oh, there's been a few gone to see Father Christmas. That's great. Just imagine going to see the Father Christmases that are at the shops and the shopping centres and the other places. And actually it being the real Father Christmas. That would be an amazing dream come true, wouldn't it? And so a whole of this film is based on that what if. What if this man actually is the real one? He genuinely believes himself to be that. It would be Christmas come true. We live in a society which is very skeptical of faith, of belief in anything. We live in an age which is very rational. And in the public arena, when in public debate, you're almost ridiculed for being a believer in anything. Hard facts, rational thinking, scientific evidence to back it up. That's really where we're at, by and large. Although there are many, many people who still instinctively think there is something in the power of believing. Not necessarily in a Christian God, but believing in anything. So to come to a point where actually it could be true is an amazing situation. We all know people who make fraudulent claims. That's the problem, don't we? There are people, sadly, who are so mixed up, they might think that they're someone else. They might think that they're Santa Claus. They might think that they're Father Christmas. When I was at school, just for a very short period of time, we had a boy join the school, and his name was Danny, and we got to know him a little bit, not very well to be honest, but a little bit while he was with us. He believed all sorts of very strange things. And he wasn't just making up stories. He genuinely believed. He believed, for instance, that he'd written the music to Star Wars. I mean, in a way, it's quite funny, but it was sad. He believed that he'd written the music for Star Wars. He believed that he was on the FBI's wanted list and that he was being tailed by people who were trying to shoot him and all sorts of things. He disappeared very quickly from school one day. Sadly, there are lots of people who are troubled and think that they're things that they're not. When it comes to Father Christmas, how are we going to know whether it's the real Father Christmas? When it comes to Jesus, how are we going to know if he's all that he claims to be? How are we going to know? Because Jesus claims to be more than just a baby in a manger. The Christian claim for Jesus is that he is God, the Son of God in human form. That's an astonishingly bold claim. The white man with the beard, Kris Kringle, may or may not be the real Santa Claus. We don't know at the beginning of the film. All we know is that's who he says he is. And in the Christmas story, Jesus is the Son of God. That's the claim. What happens when we start to look at that claim? What happens when we begin to say, what if that is actually true? Then everything is different. But of course, we know better than to believe, don't we? Listen to this conversation with the little girl in the film, her mother. Actually, I think this one's with Susan herself, isn't it? Look at this conversation right now.
I must confess, I don't quite know why they're making such a fuss about me.
Well, this is the holiday season, and you're Santa Claus, right?
To many, yes, but to others, I'm just an old man with a white beard. Yes,
but you're still the symbol of the season.
You think I'm a fraud, don't you?
I think fraud is a bit too strong of a word.
But you don't believe in me.
I believe that Christmas is for children.
Mrs. Walker, the girl's mum, has some serious questions, doesn't she? And actually, we'd have some sympathy with her. I mean, who would believe that that man really is the real Santa Claus? But there's those questions. Could he really be? What if he is? You can see them in her mind, can't you? How tragic not to be recognised and to be thought a fraud. So many people today have a problem with the idea that Jesus is who he says he is. But those of us who say we believe in him need to be certain about what we believe in. We need to be sure that faith is not something these days to be mocked, but something upon which you can base your life. The same kind of questions that they're asking in this film about this character, you can actually ask about the baby lying in the manger. Can he be who he says he is? I'd like us to look just quickly at John chapter 1. Maybe you'd read this with me, all of you, including all the youngsters. If you could just read this with me, that would be great. In the beginning, says John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's Jesus, the Word. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It's a lovely poetic passage, but it is basically saying, this is God in human form. And here's the challenge this morning for all of us. However young we are, however old we are, however long we may have been a Christian, or maybe we have never considered ourselves to be a follower of Jesus, so we've never fully stepped out in faith along that pathway. The challenge is this. What are we going to do with that baby in the manger? Are we going to accept that he is who he says he is? Are we going to build 2014 on that claim that this is God rescuing us? Could he be who he claims to be? Is the old gentleman really Santa Claus? Let's listen to his next conversation, this time with the little girl, with Susan, and see if we can make our own minds up.
Gosh. That's what I want for Christmas. A house, a brother, and a dad. That's all I ever want. If you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me. If you can't, you're just a nice man with a white beard like my mother says.
Oh, Susan. Just because every child doesn't get his or her wish doesn't mean there's not a Santa Claus.
I thought you might say that.
Oh. Well, perhaps I could keep this paper, could I?
Susan makes valid points, doesn't he? If he really is the real Santa Claus, he could do those things. And Jesus makes astonishing and amazing claims, claiming to be sent by God, the Son of God, even one with God. He grew up and he claimed to be able to forgive people their sins. He claimed to be the way, the truth and the life. He claimed to be the resurrection, the only hope for you and for me, the only path to eternal life. He claimed all authority in heaven and on earth. If this is true, what if this is true? What if he is who he says he is? And the question for all of us, however long we've been a Christian, is, do we believe? Is that what we believe? Do we believe this to be true? Will we stake our life on it? Will we march into this new year knowing that this is what we've committed ourselves to for all time? Do you believe? In the film, people start to express their opinions. You have to do one of three things, as C.S. Lewis said, with Jesus' claim. You have to either say that he was a good man, in which case you have the problem that good men do not go around deluded, thinking they're something that they're not. You have to think that he knew he wasn't what he said he was, and therefore was lying about it. Or else it is true. And if it's true, that has implications for how I live today, and what my next week will be like, and how I relate to people, and how I choose to spend my money, and what I do with the rest of my life. C.S. Lewis said he's either, in those days he would have said a lunatic, or a liar, or he is Lord. How do you respond to Jesus in the film? People began to express their response, as we see in this next clip. Do you believe?
For the sake of the whole company, I think that all of you should decide about whether or not you believe in Santa Claus.
The man's on trial. Jesus is on trial. Do we believe he is who he says he is? What if there is that awesome someone who knows your name, who knows when you are sleeping, who knows when you're awake? Yes, he knows whether you've been bad or good. But he loves you anyway. And he loves you so much that he'll forgive you for everything. And he wants you to know him and he wants you to love him. What if all of that is true? What if the child of Bethlehem? What if the miracle of the manger actually is true? Everything is different for all of us. We cannot accept the claims of Jesus without recognizing the implications on our lives. Do we really believe that? I want to ask you again, all of us, as we go into this new year, do we believe that? If some of us here have never actually been able to say that for the first time, we accept this man for who he says he is. We accept this Christ, this Jesus. That's brilliant. We've got a baptismal service coming up. On the 12th of January, we have one candidate at the moment. There could be others. Baptism is a way of saying, I believe this. I put my faith in this Jesus, this one who came as Savior, as my Savior, as my Lord of all. I believe in the miracle of the manger and what it means for our life. Some of us have been baptized. Some of us would say we've been Christians for ages. Do we believe this? Would we stake our life on it? Have we lost that passion, that zeal, that enthusiasm for the one who changes everything? There's a final scene. I think we'll watch all of it. It's 2 or 3 minutes, I think, this one. Because this man is on trial. And there's one big difference between him and you and me and Jesus. But let's just see this trial, the courtroom scene. What's going to happen to this man who believes he is the real Santa Claus?
Having heard the evidence in the matter of Kris Kringle, I, Judge Henry Harper, a representative of the state of New York, must regrettably rule on this day, the 24th of December, in the year
Would it please the card if I gave you a Christmas card? I probably won't get another chance to see you. Unless I get arrested, which is very unlikely, since it's Christmas Eve and I'm going to bed uncharacteristically early.
Oh, sorry about that. It's getting late, we've got to finish. Big difference, Santa Claus. Case dismissed. Jesus is not on trial. It's not up for us to make the judgment. In fact, quite the reverse. In our understanding of who God is and Jesus becoming God on earth, it's about God putting the planet on trial. It's about you and me standing before God and answering for ourselves. We are the ones being judged. And ultimately, it's not what we really think or believe. It's about God's goodness and grace to us in Jesus, which allows us to come to him. This morning, do you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus as the one who will enable you to know your Heavenly Father? The one who will enable you to live this next year in the light of his grace? Despite how many times you mess up, despite the problems, despite the struggles, despite everything, that he will hold you in the palm of his hand because he loves you and he cares for you and he's done it in Jesus. Not only a baby, but the man on the cross, the one who died in our place. Do we believe in that? Do we trust in that? Do we put our faith in that? This morning I want to ask you, in these next few days before we start a new year, turn over a new leaf, begin a new phase of our lives. Do you believe and do you trust? John 1 says, to as many as believed, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Is it possible? Could he be who he claims to be? What if he is? I believe. Do you? Let's pray together. Father of God, as someone once said to Jesus, I believe. Lord, help my unbelief. And all of us here would confess to times when our faith, our grasp on you has been very weak, and yet you have held on to us. And there are some of us here who still have questions, who still struggle with who you are and whether you could possibly be who you claim to be. Lord, we pray today for each of us in our inner being, in our heart of hearts, we might know that you are God. That we might know that Jesus is the Savior, born to save us and all people from their sin. That we might know that even in this modern day and generation, that is still the most powerful truth in heaven and on earth. Pray that you will help us all to see our ongoing lives, our very existence in the light of the truth of Jesus, that we may all kneel before him and accept him as King, whether for the first time or yet again this new day, knowing that your love for us is new every morning, that your forgiveness is fresh each time we need it, when we come to you in humility. Lord, help us to be those who know the truth this morning and believe. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.